From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. South African President Jacob Zuma has survived a no-confidence vote on Tuesday. A successful vote would have required President Zuma and his entire cabinet to resign. Muusi Mamane, the leader of the Democratic Alliance, characterized the vote as a choice between two polar opposites.
Today, our choice is between right and wrong, between good and evil.
The Democratic Alliance sought to bring the motion to Parliament and said Zuma's corruption allegations made him unfit to hold the highest office in South Africa. Kenyans cast ballots on Tuesday in the hotly contested nationwide polls, facing rain, cold and hot weather conditions throughout the day. The presidential race pits current President Uhuru Kenyatta against his longtime rival, opposition leader Raila Odinga. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was present as part of the U.S.-based Carter Center for Election Observations.
This is a very, very important election, and clearly the citizens of Kenya are taking it very, very seriously.
Results are expected by Friday, though by law, the Electoral Commission has up to 7 days to announce its decision and the results. U.S. President Donald Trump commended the international community on Tuesday for confronting North Korea over its nuclear weapons development. However, U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley told NBC's Today Show that the newest United Nations sanctions are not going to stop North Korea's from pursuing its weapons. However, she said the penalties do send a very strong message. Haley reiterated that President Trump has said that all options are on the table, including an armed strike to thwart the North Korean threat. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports that since April, its search operations in northern Niger have led to the rescue of 1,000 migrants making a perilous journey across the Sahara Desert en route to Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration says it plans to expand its search and rescue operations given the success of its mission and the increasing dangers facing migrants in the desert. The IOM says it will open more so-called flow migration points to better monitor the travelers and provide them with help. Despite the dangers, thousands of migrants from impoverished African countries risk their lives in hopes of achieving a better economic future in Europe. Spokeswoman Olivia Hayden tells VOA the migrants are at greater risk than before.
More dangerous routes typically mean that they're longer, they're less close to water sources. There's so few wells and water sources throughout the Sahara Desert, so it means people are going for longer without food, without water.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has made a short visit to Thailand for talks on trade and regional security matters, including discussions on pressuring North Korea over its nuclear and missile programs. In addition to seeking support for a U.S. policy designed to isolate North Korea for violating U.N. sanctions over its nuclear and missile programs, Tillerson discussed trade issues with his hosts. That's Thailand's Foreign Minister Don Pramut Winay saying that trade with North Korea had declined by 94% over the past year, a statistic he said showed the country's support for new UN sanctions imposed on Pyongyang. Brussels police have opened fire on a car after a high-speed chase in the suburb of Molenbeek, and the driver has told officers there were explosives inside the vehicle. However, a Belgian bomb squad found no evidence of explosives upon searching the vehicle. Brussels prosecutor spokeswoman Ine van Wijsmerch said the man was alone and no one was injured. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull told reporters on Tuesday his government will present a bill to the Australian Senate to hold a compulsory plebiscite in November on legalizing same-sex marriage. If the Senate rejects the measure, the government would hold a voluntary postal vote, with the votes due back by mid-November. If a majority of the voters in either scenario check the yes box, Parliament would then vote on a measure in December. For updates and in-depth coverage to these stories 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.